God's good for you. Look, and he invoked you that new day or anywhere else at any time. God's spoken to you or you want to share something with us. So it's nice to get out of the way, but so it's hard to be there. Give a round of applause.
When we were going to Devoted, there was a chance that I might have to let it go because I couldn't get anyone to have to be done. That was the big decision at the time. I tried everywhere, and they all said, you can't take it. So I was quite willing to let the whole weekend go and not even bother about it. Lisa and some others prayed, and I eventually got Dom into where I wanted to go. So then I was free to go to the weekend. It started on the Saturday then, when God really started working with me. And one of the, Lou Fellingham, who was doing the worship, had said something about chains being bound. At the time, I didn't think that was, well, I knew I was, but I didn't think that God was going to work with that, but he did. And we were worshipping and standing and praying. And then I suddenly felt a physical pull. Something had been pulled right off me. And I still don't know what that was, unless God's going to tell me. So that was on the Saturday. And then on the Sunday, we carried on worshipping. We went to seminars. I went to the evening meeting. And I think it was on the Sunday. And I thought, I stood up and I'm not in pain. Because for the last 3.5 years, it's been helping me pain-wise. So then I suddenly realised that there was no pain, and I thought, why am I not in pain? And it didn't click until the Monday morning when God had actually said to me, you've been on that path too long, you need to move off. So he'd freed me from chains, he's freed me from osteoarthritis, which I had in my knees and my back, and I was in so much pain. Some of you won't know this, but for the last 12 months or so, I've been struggling with depression, really bad depression. And God told me on the Monday morning, I've taken that away as well. Where it was before, so it's been really good.
Hey, people are queuing up, so get yourself up here, Lisa.
Thank you. I wanted to go quick because I want, you'll see. So, over the last few months, I've taken up jogging. But when I go jogging, I turn up and there's other people there and I look at them and I think these are not my people because they're really sporty. So they're very athletic and they have sporty clothes on and before it starts they know special stretches to do and they really like, I don't know what to do. I'm just a little bit nervous and I hang around and I think I'll go home. These are not my people. Anyway, I've kind of started doing it. I still think that quite a lot, but that's okay. But Angela said something about people, it's going to be back with all our people here. And I just was thinking about us as the people of God. And I think maybe you can be here and see all these people that think maybe these aren't my people. Maybe I'm not part of this. Maybe I can't stand up and share. Maybe I'm not kind of worthy of that, or these are not my people. But if you're here today and you're safe, these are your people, and we are God's people. And then I thought there's a verse about that, and I found it, and it's in Peter, and I think it might be 2 Peter, so look, no, 1 Peter 2, and it's talking about us as the church, and it's saying, look, we are a sure a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So it says that we can declare it. So all of us, because we are God's people, and these are our people, even if you're kind of looking at them and thinking you don't fit in, you do, because of what God has done. So I just wanted to encourage people that you can share, you can bring things, because you are God's people. Old people in the middle, young people, little people. If you are younger, like the kids, I'm really not with you and the kids today, I don't want the kids to rule themselves out. If you are a little bit shy and all the grown-up talking is too much, we do have a sheet down here and it says, God, you're so good. And I'm hoping that by the end of the service it's full of reasons why God is so good. So if you're really little and you want to do your testimony that way, you want to write it on, we can share that at the end as well.
New name. Yeah? Quinn, Amy? Round of applause.
So we were at the New Day, and I think it was the night after the healing night. And for like a year or two, I had pain in my shoulder. So whenever I lifted my hand up, this pain would go right through my arm, and it really hurt. So we were praying. And I had my hand up, and this pain in my shoulder was playing up, and it sent pain through my whole body, and it was very painful. So I put my hand down, and I was like, I just kind of like went down and sat down, and Kerry's noticed, and she asked me what was wrong, and I told her, and she started praying for me about healing, and she stopped, and the pain in my body had stopped, it was like still there in my shoulder. And I told her that, and she wouldn't give up, so she prayed again, and the pain was gone, and I've still not had any pain in my shoulder since.
Anybody want to do that?
Chapter 11, verse 17 to 22. I found it. This goes in 2 minutes.
Started crying out, so
got chain on that night. And also, over the towards this weekend, I really did feel that God had my heart on working and helping the poor. And as you may know, I've got a lot of people around me that are going through difficult situations, and it's like I want to be able to do something about it. So I'm just believing that God's got something on for me with the thoughts. So yeah, that's.
So everybody's sitting on the floor. So free, and you take your pillow with you, and you are quite free to lie down while people are talking, which of course is very nice, it's very freeing, isn't it? But the danger is if you're a bit tired, then you can just drop off. You can just drop off, and nobody might know, because they might think you're just being carried away.
Yeah, this is my third New Day experience, and as always, like Daniel said, it does actually get better and better. For me, it's always such a privilege to go away with the youth because they're amazing, they really are, and they actually teach me things. And I think one thing from Devoted and New Day that really inspires such a challenge, because at Devoted, as you know, they do an offering, they also do an offering at New Day. And it is something like 5,000 that we bought it. I think Mr. Jeff on the same night thought, yeah, that is absolutely amazing amount. But he also pays the same amount, or just around that same amount, that New Day as well. But it wasn't adults putting into that offering, it was actually the youth. And I thought, how amazing, you know, God works through the youth because adults are in and they're putting in the offering, but God really speaking to the youth, and you need them putting in their own pocket money. Most of them are not earning a living, it's just pocket money, and they're just putting that into the offering. And the other thing that I was challenged about that the New Day thinking was, is we had some absolute wonderful teaching. And you know it, but one of the particular teachings this year was about trusting in God, that was the main thing. But one of them was about God being your Lord and Saviour. And he was saying that God can't be God couldn't be your Lord and not your Saviour, the other way around. Not your Saviour and not your Lord. He's got to be both. So are you putting God first? Are you putting God in absolutely everything? Is he your actual Lord as well as your Saviour? And that really spoke to me.
And the song was, Oggy, 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 and he's going.
trying to get this man to the ear. Critical is also impressive because he spent most of his time hobbling. And then I was sitting in a chair and I had a play with his ear for 3 hours, which was also very good. That was just weird. And then went, we are going to be late for the meeting. And then he goes, that's fine, I'll just go over. And then he just disappeared. And then he's going. So he's going. But the best thing was the bonding, really, because we had a football game, right, where some lads decided to try and pick up the ball. And they all stood up. We're talking 20 lads against this, him, Ryan, Jarvis, Dan. They're all not scoffed. And graciously, they gave the ball away. And in the end, it was indicated, because our ball they had, and the ball that they tried to reach, we easily got. And this guy went up and stood it on his finger, right outside the door. And I thought, oh, just as that. I told that story over. I just thought it was fun. I just thought it was how God can redeem situations and be truthful.
Just one little thing. There's New Day and there's Devoted. Now, if you've been to Devoted, you probably think Devoted is pretty awesome. I'm just going to kind of, which is better? Is it New Day or is it Devoted?
New Day!
It's New Day. The leaders will say this too. I don't want to disdevote it. I want to say New Day is so good that going with the youth doesn't feel like serving. We want to be there with them, and it is honestly such an amazing time. But this year at New Day, there were loads of servers, not within our camp, we were well served, but across the site, people were having to double up on shifts and do long shifts because there wasn't enough people there who they needed. If you think there is a possibility that you want to be part of this, please come and talk to us. There is so many different roles that you could do to help this happen, but I promise you, you will come away getting so much more than you did. It is honestly the highlight of our year for the week that we are with New Day. It is so amazing. If you want to be part of it, there is a space for you if you're not in this age group, but you want to come serve to help make it happen.
It's also a big group. I think we had a meeting, and it said, I think it was 7,000 teenagers on this time. And they're expecting 10, I reckon, next year. And with the amount of servers that they'll need for that, we need help, really. So if you are going to do that, like Lisa said, come and see us. We'd be really welcome. We'd be really welcome. And my other thoughts are both festivals, really, I'm calling them. Church on Tour. Absolutely proud of all of you. Not a single incident apart from Amy McCoon's going off. Well, absolutely fantastic, absolutely. Everything went as smoothly as we could possibly have hoped for. And I'm proud of you guys down at Norwich and for everybody who was on site and was.
And to long for your life. We 5.5 hours into dinner and longer if you stop for it as well with it. Devoted, any more share for Devoted?
We only went on the Sunday, and I was glad that it was the lady who spoke. Because I thought, oh, I don't want you to invite lady speakers, but just bring them. And I hadn't read my notes. If I had, I would have known what was going to come. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And she spoke about giving everything to Jesus. I can't remember the scripture, and I didn't write any notes down, because it was a hard time for me to go. It was last year, wasn't it? And you can see her at the front, even at the voting, by me. And it was a hard time, and I thought, this is going to be hard. And it was really good worship, you know what I mean? And she spoke about giving everything to God. And that our life up here is temporary, and how we're a part of the kingdom of God, looking forward to the future and bringing people into the kingdom of God. And everything, all disappointments in the past, you can tell Jesus and to give it to him, because he sorted it. And I thought, that spoke to me, because I had a lot of disappointments. I won't go into it. About what I thought the Lord would have done and different things, and I got older. And she really said, you take it back. And I think we do. We do take that disappointment back. We give it to God. And then we think, and then we don't, like David and some of them, were quite rude to God, really, in the Old Testament. They say, why is this happening? And sometimes we're not honest with God. And it was about moving on to the future. And I've been brought up like that, moving on to the future. And this is where I think it might help you. Mom always lived for her God. She always lived for the kingdom of heaven. She always lived. She loved last year, and she said, oh, it's like the old Bible reads. She went to the beginning point in the 80s. She went and she danced. She thought we were tame in this church. She danced, but we were brought up in a church where in the 80s we danced, and it was funny because the family was saying about dancing. And I thought, oh, this is great, because I danced in the 80s. When I was in my teens, we went to Ray Kendrick meetings and we danced. But it was about the future, and Mum knew this to the end. Mum knew which was good. And Steve will say this. She put her hands up to heaven. Lou Bellingham has said, our bodies are only temporary. And sometimes sickness, you think, why am I having us? But our bodies are temporary. And she used to quote this, I've been renewed like eagles, I'm still waiting. That's what Mum wrote. But it's true. Steve will vouch for this. She put her hands up and said, thank you, Lord. But she could see her place in heaven. Now, going back, I'll just be quick. Going back, it's 80 years since the war started today. And she became a Christian in the war when she was 13. And she went, she will read, you take this on heart, young people, whatever the Lord sows in your heart, keep going. Keep going, because she used to say at the end of her life, when I was like, why did God choose me? She went to, when she was 18, she left home, and she went to a Christian guest house, and then they, we didn't mix with people who were pot. But Christian did not wear. She had me back. And her life was serving God. Even if it's not, if it's just singing up here, saying hello, her life was serving God, making cakes for those crusades we have, giving people stuff. And I want to encourage the young people this. She never forgot. And devoted it. She loved it. She loved it. She loved the new songs. She loved the young people. She might not like rock music, but she loved it. She loved the young people being naughty, because she said, that's what I want. She liked a lot. And that's what I miss about. serving God. And she knew her place was in heaven. And that's what we were brought up as. I was brought up to wait there while my dad went to pick everybody up to church. We had to be there about 3 hours later on and lift everybody back. You're important. Amy, Abigail, you're important as leaders' children, not because of that. Your sacrifices, some people say, oh, well, I've got all the praise of all. We had this speaker who said this. I was into this, and I said, I won't. I was saved. I was saved from doing all those things. And that's what my mum taught me. Because you go, and because you don't do all the things, what you shouldn't do, don't need to say you won't, but save them. You're saving that disappointment. And I really think that, thank God, even in our sadness, you never forgot God. And I just want to encourage you this. If you do what God wants you to do, your life will be a lot better. My mum went to a Christian guest house and met people who were quite well. And even to this day, she's remembered her mum. And just down. Do it, do it. And I thank God for this. And that's what devote is. Give everything to God.
Let's give Beth a round of applause. Thank you, dear. Thank you.
But actually, that's my So in the kids' work, when we were singing songs and just worshiping God, I got this picture from God, and it was about where someone was giving me an invitation, and I felt like that. And when I saw that picture, they were like, come to like a group and like, you can pray about it. So I went to the group and I got prayed about it. And they said it was like that, it was just really amazing that I got a picture from, because it was like, they thought it was like me accepting him into heaven. So, next day I read about it.
I just wanted to share, as I think most of you know, my eldest brother died very suddenly at the beginning of the summer holidays. And it's been a really difficult summer, and it's been a very sad summer, but it's been a summer with an awful lot of joy as well, because we've rediscovered worshipping God and God's faithfulness to us when we just leave everything else behind and fall down and worship him. His faithfulness and his love are really real. We've come out of the summer after a really horrible time, but knowing God's faithfulness and his love for us in an amazing and very real way. So just want to encourage you that he is faithful.
Voltage a new day, but I went to Spring Harvest, which is a Christian event at Easter, and it was about prayer, and God's been speaking to me really, teaching me about prayer over these last months, and I was thinking, you know, what on earth am I going to share? There's been lots and lots of things, but I think just a couple of things. One was, you know, when prayer was answered, and was sort of, oh God, why are you doing this? And I was reading a book by Peter Gray, who was one of the speakers at Spring Harvest, and he was saying, you know, sometimes we're pleading with God, we're asking God for things, we're not getting answers, and God's not telling us what to do, not telling us what we want to hear, but what he's saying is, I love you, I'm proud of you, I love you. And somebody said to me last week about the situation, you know, we need to pray really hard about this. And I was, and I came away and I thought, there's a situation that he's praying about, but I'm not sure about praying hard about it. That suggests that if we don't pray hard, God doesn't answer, but if we do pray hard, he'll answer. And I thought, it's not about that, it's about intimacy with God, and it's about just sharing our hopes, our dreams, our fears, whatever. Just telling him, even though he knows already. And just hearing him say, it's okay, I'll do it. And actually, that's enough. That's enough. We might not get the answers we want. We might still have struggles. But it's enough that God's on our side of saying, I will be. I will be. And it's really, and it's still challenging the whole concept of prayer, what prayer is about. The other thing was, and I had this bit earlier this morning, in his book he was saying, you know, sadness in life is inevitable, joy isn't. We need to pursue joy. We need to pursue the people, the places, the celebrations that will enable us to rejoice in God. And about having this attitude of gratitude. Because I was thinking, I prayed earlier about miracles, and that's something else that's really struck me. We've seen God do amazing things.
But all the time, God is doing amazing things and we just don't see it. You know, sort of, we know that God's healed from cancer, people from cancer. But how do we, you know, we don't recognise that maybe the cells in our bodies that are about to go wrong, and God's just sorted it, so that they don't. All the time, God is working miraculously, and it's not always because we prayed. It's because He's a good God and He loves us, and we need to be pursuing joy with that attitude of gratitude for life, for breath, for everything. And hearing Him say, "I love you, I love you." Might not be, "Yeah, I saw that, I'll do this, I'll do that," but just, "I love you, I love you, and I'm with you."
I'm here, I'm praying for you, everyone, I'm here. as Christiana said, let's pursue each other, you know?
Before I share something, I'm the God of the supernatural.
not the science fiction. The science fiction is not real, is it? You know, but the supernatural is, yeah? God's supernatural power, yeah? And one word that I got for the church while we were away at devoted, was, do you remember the dam away the bridge that was like forced down by the sheer volume and water? God says, that's to be the strength of my spirit in Blackburn, if that's what you want to church. And I will break down strongholds, I will break down people's barriers. You pray, and I'll do it because I am the God of the supernatural. Okay? So thank you very much for sharing. It's been, as I said before, delicious words of work, beginning of the summer, saying, be excited. Yeah? I think this morning has really captured that, to be excited about what God has been doing and be